Let's pray. Lord, thank you for our time of worship and song. Please be near us as we come to you to take the bread and the cup in remembrance and proclamation of your Son's death and resurrection. Please open our hearts to you and let us see your Son's death rightly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. My name is John McCoy, and I'm going to lead our church in communion this morning. If you have a Bible, please open it to Colossians chapter 2. That's Colossians chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 13 and 14. When you were dead in the transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Jesus died so we can live. I'll say that again. Jesus died so we can live. The Apostle Paul points out a few things to us in this passage. One of them is that we were dead. We existed in a state of spiritual deadness, unable to respond to stimulus. Furthermore, we were dead in our transgressions. Our sin nature means that we were born dead. And until God makes us alive with Christ, we remain in that state, transgressing and transgressing and transgressing. We were so far from pleasing God at this point that we couldn't even see it from our tippy toes, because dead people can't stand on their tippy toes. But God has some very good news for those of us who are in Christ in verse 13. He, that is God, made us alive. Let's just sit here for a minute. God has brought the dead to life. God has taken a person from a state of spiritual deadness and brought them into a state of spiritual life. And this isn't just someone that God did this for. This isn't just anyone that God did this for. God did it for you, believer. Moreover, God made us alive together with him, that is Christ. By uniting us to this glorious Savior, in a mysterious way, we were made alive with him. Jesus died so we can live. God did this by forgiving all of our sins, according to verse 13. God took every last sin of every last believer and has forgiven them all in this miraculous process. There is not one sin of any true believer that can be found anywhere that has not been forgiven in this divine transaction. They are all forgiven. And per verse 14, God did this by canceling our debt. This certificate of debt, or record of debt, that Paul is talking about here was basically a first century IOU. A debtor would write out with his own hand what he owed to the one who loaned him money. In our transgressions, performed with our own hearts and our own hands, every one of us here built up a debt against God. And Paul here compares the record of these transgressions to an IOU. This IOU is very hostile to us because our sins demand the punishment of eternity in hell. But God canceled out or erased our IOU. He took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. Jesus died so we can live. My question for you this morning, has God erased your IOU? If you have turned away from your sins and are trusting Jesus, then you can be confident that he has. If you have not turned away from trusting your own way of living and turned to trusting Jesus, then this IOU yet stands against you and remains hostile. You have not yet come to the wonderful life that Jesus is offering you in his death. But I have good news for you. You can turn from your sins right now and receive these blessings. If you will trust your life to Jesus, trust his life, his death, and his resurrection, then your IOU will be erased. Jesus died so we can live. Join us in this life. And believers, as we draw near as a body to take communion, think well on this cross. Think of your deadness in transgressions. Think of how God saved you from them by making you alive together with Christ. Think of this certificate of debt, this IOU that stood against you in your own handwriting. And think of the mercy of God, wiping it clean and setting it aside, having nailed it to the cross. If you do trust Jesus, then please join us in taking the Lord's Supper. If you do not, or if you are in sin that you refuse to repent of, then first and foremost, I would encourage you to turn away from your sins now and turn to Jesus by faith and join us in communion. If you will not do that now, then please just pass the tray by. The bread and the cup are for the remembrance and proclamation of Christ's death by those who trust him. If you trust Jesus and join us for the Lord's Supper, then please meditate on Jesus dying so you can live and take communion on your own tonight.